Takeaway English from the BBC.
Was Princess Diana murdered? The verdict is no, according to an inquest held into the cause of her death over the last 6 months. The big question was whether the deaths of Diana and her boyfriend Dodi Al-Fayed in a fatal car crash in 1997 had been accidental, or whether there was some kind of conspiracy to have them killed. Dodi's father, Mohammed Al-Fayed, owner of London's world-famous department store Harrods, has insisted for the last decade that the pair were assassinated by agents of the British state who did not want them to marry. But his theories now look to have been blown out of the water. The court found that Princess Diana and her boyfriend were not murdered, but unlawfully killed due to the gross negligence of her driver and the paparazzi. Her driver was drunk at the time of the crash, and the paparazzi had been chasing their car. So, is this the end of the Diana story? British taxpayers may hope so. The inquest has cost them an estimated £10 million. That's 140 million renminbi. "Thank God it's over," was the headline in the Guardian newspaper. UK Prime Minister Gordon Brown said that it was time to draw a line under the death of the princess. But Mohammed Al-Fayed has refused to accept the verdict. He says the result will come as a blow to millions of his supporters around the world and has not ruled out launching another investigation. Whatever happens next, the special place Princess Diana has in the hearts of people around the world is not likely to be forgotten.
Takeaway English from the BBC.